The Bob Dynan Jingle Podcast presents...
It's 8 o'clock on WPLJ, New York, time for a special edition of Let's Hear It with our program director, Larry Berger.
Well, thanks, David. And, I guess for the last 3, 4, 5 years or so, we've been taking our case to the people here, so to speak, on our Let's Hear It program. Usually we come on early on Sunday morning or late on Sunday night, and usually we take telephone calls and answer questions from listeners about a whole range of different subjects, music and concert activity and things that are happening at the radio station. Tonight we're going to do it a little bit different. First of all, we're going on a little bit earlier than we had been in the past, so that just about everybody can at least hear what we have to say. The second thing that we're doing tonight is we're not taking telephone calls. Again, I want to repeat, we're not taking any telephone calls. The reason for that is that we have really quite enough listener comment from the mail that we've received over the last month and more about the change in music on WPLJ. We did make some fairly substantial changes in our music policy on the last day of June, and we did it with a lot of forethought, and we really found that many people liked it and many people didn't like it. And our purpose tonight in doing this show is to really answer some of the questions that have been raised by some of the listeners, many of which are angry. Some of which are pleased. I suppose it's only natural, and I guess we should admit right out front that more mail was negative than was positive, and I guess that's only natural because if you go into a restaurant, let's say, and you get some food and the food is good, you don't go in and thank the chef for it, and you don't tell him that it was good. You just walk away, and then you go back the next time. What I mean to say there is if people like something, they generally just like it, and they're pleased, and they come back for more. However, if you went to a restaurant and ordered something, and it was wrong, or there was, let's say, a fly in the food, you would definitely go back in and give the chef a piece of your mind. So I think that's what people are doing. There's some people that don't like what they're hearing, and we plan to face that issue square up tonight and answer not all, certainly, but several of the typical letters that were received over the last month. Again, no telephone calls tonight. We're going to be answering mail, and hopefully through answering the mail and making a brief introductory statement here that I've kind of like not really scripted out, but I have some notes written down, we will answer some of the questions that have been posed. First of all, I think that it would be impossible to understand what has transpired in the last month in WPLJ without learning or talking a little bit about WPLJ's long and sordid past, shall we say. WPLJ began playing, I guess, some form of rock music, popular music, back in 1968. Actually, it was a little bit before that, and at one time back in the early 60s to the mid-60s, we simulcast WABC, which at that time was a top 40 music station on AM. And then in the late 60s, we began to have separate programming on WABC-FM. And in 1968, we started, 1969 perhaps, some of these dates may be a little bit off because I'm doing this strictly from memory, we started a syndicated or I guess an automated format called Love. If those of you who were with us back then, you'll remember the Love format. That was all done on tape, and it was played back on an automation machine. In the early 70s, I guess around 1971 or so, WPLJ got its own call letters apart from WABC and went live with what was for a very short time free-form progressive rock format. And then in late 1971, began the first, I guess really the hallmark beginning of a formatted mixture of rock and top 40 music that was called at that time Rock and Stereo. And through the early part of the 1970s, I guess 72, 73, 74, it was more than likely you would hear on WPLJ, which was called Rock and Stereo, artists like, of course, your Led Zeppelin and your Who and your Beatles, but also you would hear Stevie Wonder, Earth, Wind & Fire, John Denver, Ann Murray, Gladys Knight, Casey and the Sunshine Band, and those records I know were played on this radio station back in the early 1970s. In the mid-1970s, some of you may not remember this, but Barry Manilow, the song Mandy, got its first exposure in the New York area on WPLJ and other so-called rock stations. And also, Midnight Blue by Melissa Manchester was first heard on WPLJ before it ever moved over to what are now called adult contemporary radio stations. None of them exist at that time. In the late 1970s, something happened, and I guess you could call it Saturday Night Fever was what happened, and that became very, very popular and really created a very strict dividing point between different types of music. And also in the late 70s, we began to see the emergence in New York and in other cities around the country of something called urban radio or disco radio. Originally, it was called disco radio. Now it's called urban radio. And also the beginning of something called adult contemporary radio. So what we saw happening was that the all the records that we were playing on WPLJ back in the through the mid to late 70s, such as Stevie Wonder, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Gladys Knight, Casey and the Sunshine Band, they became the exclusive province of these so-called urban or disco radio stations, plus a lot of other artists, too. And the John Denvers and the Ann Murrays and the Barry Manilows and the Melissa Manchesters, they became the exclusive province of the adult contemporary radio stations. And we ended up at WPLJ, I guess, in 1979 into 1980, playing, I guess you could define our format at that time. We played only records by white people with long hair who played electric guitars. And that's pretty much what it was for a couple of years in there. There were a couple of other things going on around us. For example, the Rolling Stones had a big hit called Miss You in the summer of 78, I believe, and the following year put out a God forbid, disco record called Emotional Rescue. The Kinks did Superman, and Rod Stewart did Do You Think I'm Sexy. Those are all happening while we were playing very heavy kind of a sound. And also during those years, I guess around, must have been 1979 or so, or 1980, a disc jockey in Chicago started a disco destruction campaign, and in Comiskey Park in Chicago, where the Chicago White Sox played, before one of the games, he had a big funeral pyre in the middle of the stadium and burned a whole bunch of disco records. Fortunately, nothing like that ever happened in New York City, and I think that disco was very popular in New York City. But nothing really of the nature of disco destruction, or I guess once in a while you would see a sign in the subways that said disco sucks. That was about as far as it went. Incidentally, I think it should be noted that these were the years during this time we were playing a lot of heavy metal and that disco was real popular. These were the years of WPLJ's lowest ratings in at least recent history. So then we get up to around 1980 and into the early 80s, and something called New Wave began to happen. And all of a sudden, there were some artists that played very pop-sounding music. No electric guitars that were screaming at you, and no, they had short hair, and a lot of the music was synthesized. We saw artists like The Police and Men at Work and Human League start to become very popular in the early 1980s. We also see Led Zeppelin breaks up, and The Who do their final tour, and some of their latter albums, The Who and The Zeppelin, later albums, showed a lot of very melodic, softer music. We saw in the very early 80s a brief resurgence of The Doors, and then we started seeing in our audience research a lot of negative sentiment to The Doors. We also noted that a lot of the, what I mentioned earlier, urban stations dropped the term disco. That became like something that became a complete negative term in around 1980, 81. And they started to just call themselves urban radio or urban contemporary. And also, they started to play more white artists. It was very common over the last couple of years to hear The Police and Men at Work and artists like that on the so-called black radio stations. Also, I guess about a year ago or more, MTV came into being, and that's, of course, a cable television service that plays a lot of very new music. And it's really, I guess, on the leading edge of new music today. And a lot of the music that they were playing was very danceable sounding. And we also saw a couple of years ago the emergence of a new format called the dance rock format. And the station on Long Island even adopted that format about a year ago. We saw also in the last couple of years many of the rock clubs where heavy metal bands used to play, particularly out on Long Island, a lot of them changed over to dance rock. And the hip clubs in Manhattan, the late night clubs in Manhattan, started to switch from playing mostly black artists to playing a mix of black artists and dance rock music. And one of the things that we really saw that was most significant to us as observed, now all of these things are a combination of personal observations of mine and also things that we learned from what we have to do here at a radio station is to keep in touch with the people that we're playing music for. So we also noted about a year and a half, 2 years ago, there began to be a very distinct and obvious splintering in the rock and roll audience. We saw some people holding on to the real classic rock sound that was very popular, 10 or 12 or 13 years ago or more. We saw another faction of the rock audience being interested in the new music that's coming out. We saw another faction of the audience being interested in nothing but heavy metal guitars and Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath and that kind of a sound. And we were observing all this and trying to make the best of what we could do here at WPLJ by playing the music, I guess, that sort of cut across as many of these different little factions of rock listeners that there were. We ended up, I think, through the last couple of years, playing mostly old music, because that seemed to be the kind of music that was most pleasing to all these various factions. In other words, I guess what we really decided to do was not to deal too heavily with the new music that was coming out and to really focus ourselves in the past to keep a hold of all the people that were in these various factions. But then comes 1983, and then things begin to really change very rapidly at the beginning of this year. The one thing that we saw happen was economic, where people started to feel much more favorable and much more positive about the future. And so there began to be much more interest in the present time and the future time rather than so much in the past time. And records like Der Kommissar and Let's Dance and Always Something There to Remind Me, which is an old Dionne Warwick song from the 60s, became real, real popular, although initially they were received very negatively by our listeners, and then eventually they began to like them. I suppose the most startling case was a couple of months ago, maybe 3-4 months ago, when we started to play on WPLJ Michael Jackson records. And I can't tell you what the reaction was, and I'm sure the other rock stations in New York City and in other cities around the country had the same kind of reaction. When we first started playing Michael Jackson, the phones went crazy, and there were threats and petitions, and that went on for, I guess, about 2 or 3 weeks. And then after about a month, it became one of our most requested and our most popular records that we had ever had on our radio station. Also this year, we saw some stations that were supposedly album rock radio stations began to do things like play jingles and repeat their top hits very, very frequently. So we find ourselves at this point in time, this was a couple of months ago, we find that many of the bands that we are playing have broken up. We find that the average year in music represented on WPLJ was 1971. We actually did an analysis of the music we were playing and found that the average year, if you put a year next to every song that was played, it averaged out to 1971. And that's, I don't have to tell you, 12 years ago. We also find a lot of new, exciting, vibrant, popular music surrounding us. We find ourselves struggling to play it or not to play it. And we felt in the final analysis that as the station that was leading the pack, that was on top of all the rock stations and had been for a long, long time, we found that we were really responsible for perpetuating this focus on old music. And we felt that we had to take the initiative, since we were in a position of leadership, we had to take the initiative to position ourselves so that we would move the whole orientation of our station and hopefully the orientation of many of our listeners more into the present tense. We just felt that we could not continue to play so much of the old music over and over and over again and still in a year from now continue to be in business. So that's pretty much where we are in the present tense and up to today. And I should announce before we get into these letters that part of the confusion, or if not all of the confusion that came that I saw in the mail, and I read all these letters myself. There were a fair number of them, and I would say that a good 80% of them said some words to the effect, how can you play thus and such on a rock station? Well, as of the end of June, we became not a hard rock station. In other words, WPLJ is not, in our minds anyway, a hard rock station. We're a station that plays popular music, a lot of which is rock. I would say that if you listen to our station and tracked us for maybe a couple of hours, you'd find that probably at least half or maybe two-thirds of the music would still be considered rock. But there are other forms of popular music that are on the station also. And I think that what's really the secret of what we're going to be doing in the future is the secret is going to be in the mix and the variety of the music that we play. So that, I think, pretty much tells you where we are today. And let's go back now and read some of these letters. Now, these are certainly not all the letters, and some of the letters, frankly, I can't read on the air because they're so wild. Some of them have racial overtones, and many of them are coming from a point of confusion. However, I think it's legitimate confusion, and that's what we hope to clear up tonight by putting an end to the confusion and making it very clear to you who are listening tonight exactly what we are and what we're going to be. Many of these letters, surprisingly enough, still use the term disco, which is a term that I thought was, you know, a passé word. It's not being used on any of the urban contemporary stations anymore, and it's not, I don't think even clubs are called discos anymore, but that term was very pervasive throughout the letters. So let me read a letter here that was dated about a week or so ago. It says, it's Thursday at 6 p.m., and I'm currently listening to the putrid disco song Maniac from the Flashdance soundtrack. Before this song, you played Fame, which until recently you never played on your once rock-oriented station. My friends, what has happened over the last few months? Upon hearing Michael Jackson's hit songs on your station, I at first thought that my stereo indicator was broken, but lo and behold, my once favorite rock station was, for some reason or another, playing disco songs. Let's face it, folks, your new sound is in fact just disco music. All my friends here in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, are all thoroughly disgusted with your new sound. Also, every time you play a classic rock song, your DJs point that fact out as if to say, yes, we are now an asinine radio station like the top 40 station WABC, but we'll also throw in a real rock and roll song here and there. A year ago, you never would have played Michael Jackson. True, he's very popular, but other disco songs and groups that have been successful were never aired on your station. So why are you playing this junk? I don't know of any red-blooded Bay Ridge rockers who are enthused at this point in time about WPLJ, the once great rock station. And then it goes on. Incidentally, there are certain things that I'm eliminating from these letters, and those of you, I'm not going to mention any names, first of all, because I don't want to embarrass anybody on the air. I don't think that would be fair. The second thing is that I'm going to omit references to other stations that people angrily said they switched to, because I think it also should be pointed out that just about everybody that wrote to us was very intimate with everything we were doing. The third thing that I'm eliminating is estimates of audience loss that many people claim to make. So there's one letter. and the reference, again, to disco, as I said. Another letter that is dated about 2 weeks ago. To the program director, during the past few weeks, my peers and I have noticed a marked change in the type of music that's played on the air by your radio station. It's definitely not the same type of material that WPLJ has played in the past. I can only assume that the demise of AM radio has brought about this change. If the two major rock stations in the New York area continue the practice of playing music that can only satisfy young children and spastics, they will eventually find themselves in the same position that AM radio is, a non-listening position. I find it quite hard to understand why a successful FM radio station such as yours would want to lose that part of its listening audience which spends the most money in goods and services advertised on the air. In addition to losing the coolest listeners and acquiring buffoons with gold rope chains around their necks, WPLJ will eventually lose a substantial amount of its sponsors. A significant amount of your music on your radio station now that your radio station now plays sucks. Excuse me. My Ozzy Osbourne tapes are getting worn out, and the heads on my friend's car stereos are constantly dirtier than a mechanic's fingernails. Well, that's another point of view. Here's a letter from, I'm trying to find the date on this one. Middle of July. You have some nerve playing that kind of music and saying that's what we want to hear. You think people don't listen to rock and roll anymore? Well, you're wrong. WPLJ used to be number one when it played rock. We had to put up with that new wave, blank, because all the stations were playing it. There was no choice. So what if new wave is becoming popular? You played rock, so why should you care? Don't you think it is good anymore? Or are you just doing it for the money? I hope you know that you will be losing more than you are gaining. I think your new system sucks. If there's anything us rock and rollers can do to change this, please let us know. Okay. Here's an interesting letter, dated 7/15. I've been a listener of WPLJ for a long time, and lately something has been bothering me. You have been playing a lot of wimp rock and AM music. Below are two groups. One is rock, and the other is disco. Would you please show me which one is rock and which one is disco, and which one gets more airplay, and explain why? Okay, and then he has two little boxes here, and next to one box it says Beat It by Michael Jackson, and the other box says War Pigs by Black Sabbath. In answer to that question, I don't think either of them is disco. I suppose that War Pigs is rock, but we've never played it on WPLJ for as long as I've been here. Another letter. This one's dated, says 5/11. It couldn't be 5/11. It must be 7/11. I've been listening to WPLJ for many years now. Previously, I never had any complaints in regard to the music played on your station. I was upset to hear you played Der Kommissar, but I got over it. Today, I heard Beat It by Michael Jackson and couldn't believe my ears. Whatever happened to classic rock, and what about the home of rock and roll? If I wanted to hear disco, I could listen to WKTU. I never thought I would hear Michael Jackson on your station. I happen to know many people agree with me. WPLJ.
WPLJ, Jim Kirk starts New York's morning. WPLJ,
Radio 95.
WPLJ, WPLJ, Power 95. Power 95, WPLJ. The most music, WPLJ. Music Power 95, WPLJ.
The power of the
WPLJ. Happy holidays from Power 95. Have a powerful Christmas with Power 95.
It's the Bob Dynan Jingle Podcast.